seniors at the University of Hawaii are preparing for graduation, but a small group of those students will also be commissioned as officers in the United States military. Before they do, Army ROTC cadets at UH had to go through intensive training modeled on a battle in which a former University of Hawaii cadet was killed in action.
11 days in the wake up.
11 days, baby.
All we gotta do is survive or not.
In the summer of 2008, just 12 days before the end of a 15-month deployment, a small group of American soldiers in the remote mountains of eastern Afghanistan came under attack from a large group of Taliban fighters. 49 American soldiers assigned to a small combat outpost in the town of Wanat were confronted by a well-organized assault from more than 120 Taliban. Retired Army Master Sergeant David Zwick was the senior enlisted soldier at the American outpost.
They would always know where we were at and could plan on where we would be, and it was very difficult to counteract that.
Using the terrain to their advantage, the Taliban were able to advance within 100 yards of the base perimeter, too close to safely use air support. First Lieutenant Jonathan Brostrom, a 2006 graduate of the University of Hawaii at Manoa, was the leader of the American platoon. He and eight other Americans were killed in action at Wanat.
ABC News has obtained never-before-seen video of a ferocious battle that took place near the capital of Kabul, as seen by the Taliban. It shows an enemy well-trained, organized, and prepared. Here's our senior foreign correspondent.
That battle is the focus for about 30 Army ROTC cadets at UH Manoa. The Army has painstakingly recreated the battle, complete with an interactive 3D digital map of the area. Cadets can see exactly what the Americans on the ground and the Taliban saw. They are also joined by Jonathan Brostrom's father. David Brostrom is a retired Army colonel and a Vietnam veteran who lives in Hawaii. After his son died, Colonel Brostrom made it his mission to find out what happened at Wanat and help future officers at the University of Hawaii learn from it.
You just have to capture the lessons learned so it doesn't happen again. My instinct says there's a lot to learn here. We don't want to forget the mistakes we made. And if for some small part Jonathan can become a hero to these young men and women or an example, then I try to make that a reality.
Responsibility for preparing these college students to become military leaders falls to Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Gregory, the commander of the university's ROTC program. He says this type of training is invaluable in preparing the cadets to become officers.
The Battle of Wanat takes all of the lessons that we have taught over the 4 years of education and distills it down into one discrete event. Today we talked about leadership, we talked about loyalty, we talked about discipline. Today makes it real.
As those cadets receive their diplomas, they will also assume the responsibility of leading the men and women who are still in Afghanistan, fighting the nation's longest war. I'm Ryan Finnerty for Hawaii Public Radio.